struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
All right, second date update on the 20s. We got David on the line.
King David in the house.
Minus Goliath. Yes. I had a feeling I had David and Goliath come to mind, that's and I thought guys. That's what you're going to do, but you kind of went similar.
Kind of, yeah.
Old school, King David, David and Goliath.
Yeah.
I don't know any other Davids out
Biblical.
There. David Hasselhoff.
David. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Who doesn't like a good fur chest?
Yeah, you,
that's right.
Yeah.
David, you furry llama. Tell us about your date. What happened? What'd you guys do? Yeah, just spat.
Yeah.
From the top, from not the top, bottom.
Yeah,
don't aim for the eye.
Yeah.
Never works that way. Go ahead, David. Tell us about your date, brother.
Okay, so things went well. Things dragged out for about 3 months, and the last time I saw her, we went to Bar 35. I spent a couple hours there, and I thought that was we were gonna make romance. You know, it seemed to be going in that direction. We seemed to have clicked, reached a new level, if you will, and then. Something changed. I brought her back here, man. I opened a bottle of wine. Again, we were just vibing, man. And all of a sudden, I don't know, she just got strange, cold, disconnected, and ended up leaving shortly after that. Hasn't returned any of my calls since. No explanation. I'm clueless. I honestly don't have a clue about what could have gone wrong or changed.
Were you being a gentleman when you brought her back to your house?
Yeah, I mean, this was not a mutual thing because we traveled together all the way over to my place. It's not like, you know, she found herself there by accident or was coerced in any way. You know, I mean, like I said, we were vibing. We opened a bottle of wine. We were probably two glasses in when I sensed a disturbance in the force.
Yeah. Well, I think what Joe was saying is obviously everything went well at Bar 35 for her to agree to go back to your place without coercion. I think what he was asking, when you were actually at your place, did your demeanor or personality shift a little bit, or should I say your intentions and agenda?
Your mind.
Yes, my intentions and agenda shift, but they were mirrored. I assure you, every step of the way, they were mirrored. I was reading the room, if you will, and it seemed to be going in the with no potholes in the road. And like I said, it was just something weird, something unseen, something unsaid. I don't know, man. You know, subconscious memory of something from the past that showed up at the wrong time, or I don't even know if I had anything to do with it.
That's a tough one because, you know, when you say, like, from what I saw and the way that I read the room, everything was all right. Now, if you took the average person and brought them in, it's like, I read a totally different room.
Yeah, that was
it. We're in the same room, but totally different analysis of what's happening right now. Mm. All right, well, let's figure it out. David, what was the girl's name?
Barbie.
Barbie. Barbie.
Wow. It's only one thing that comes to mind.
How much did she cost? I mean, was it hourly? Was it for the whole night? Did you have to pay up front? Did she take Venmo?
Did you meet her at Roxa? Is she working
tonight?
Did you
pick her up after work at 3 in the morning? Joking, David. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to give Barbie. Is that her real name? I have to ask. Is that her real name?
Oh, man.
Like, did you actually look at... Because if I went on a date with a Barbie, I would be like, so is your name Barbara and your nickname Barbie?
Yeah.
And she said, no, my real name's Barbie. I said, I'd like to see your driver's license, please.
Right. I met a couple of
Barbies. I need a government-issued ID that says Barbie on it. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I met a couple of Barbies in my life, but they were like older Holly women.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never met a Barbie in my entire life, and I'd imagine if I met one, I would just assume it was a nickname, because either your name is Barbara or you're a stripper.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Barbs.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll give Barbie a call right now. If you don't mind, David, stay quiet on the other line just for a little bit while Joe, MJ, and I figure out what happened. Ideally, we'll get you all reconnected. At the very least, you'll have some closure, but we'll bring you back in the convo when need to be, okay?
Yeah, we'll try to make you her Ken.
Roger that. All right. Hey, I'm anatomically correct, guys. I think I got that on Ken, right?
What?
I never bothered to look at Ken's package. Is he packing a package?
No.
Is
he has no. He has nothing there.
It's just a smooth surface.
Yeah.
It's just okay.
The same as the women's, because we've all looked at that one.
Well, she is anatomically very incorrect.
That's how I learned the women's body was from freaking Barbie, bro.
And when you look at Ken, it's like, bro, I'm hung.
Yeah, you.
I'm a monster compared to this doll. All right, here we go. Let's give Barbie a call.
Hello?
kind of what I expected. But is this Barbie?
Is this the Keola show?
Yes! Yes. Wow, Barbie, oh yes! It's Keola, Joe, Ezra, all of us. Yes.
Welcome me to the stage! Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I don't have a Barbie song in here, but I got this one, man.
Need
to pour a little Barbie on it.
Yeah,
pour some Barbie on me.
Let's have some shrimp and a Barbie.
Wow, Joe. Let's have some shrimp and Barbie. Is what he said.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Well, shrimp and the Barbie.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Oh, love you, Barbie. Appreciate you listening. I'll let you know, we called you. We're on the air, so legally need your permission to keep this conversation going. Is that okay?
Ken.
Yes, of course. I love you guys. Every
well, you're
day.
Just
so
a doll.
Excited.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Yeah. All right, Barbie, we're calling about this guy. I guess you were talking a lot. First date, bar 35. After that, back to his place.
Mm-hmm,
and I think things ended on, not the way that typically a guy would like the night to end at his place. Do you know what we're talking about?
I do.
You do. Yeah, I can.
Okay.
I do. I actually have not spoken to him since, so I definitely do.
Oh. Are we doo-dooing on David right now? Is that what we're I just want to make sure we're all on the same doo-doo.
The triple D, yeah.
I just have to know. MJ, how do you like working on Kale and with Joe? I have to know.
Oh, boy, my don't gosh. Ask.
Speaking of doo-doo.
Yeah. Well, I can't really describe it with words. More of a sound.
Here you go.
And it's kind of like...
I love working with them.
Sure.
That sounds fine. I love working with them as she gets on the phone. I hate these guys.
They're fun.
Yeah, I don't want to make it awkward, Barbie. Yes. This is supposed to be awkward for you, not us.
Under a different circumstance, I would be so excited to be on this show. I do love you guys. I listen to you all the time.
Oh, we appreciate you, Barbie.
Well, on the show.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be loving us after this conversation. You went on a date with David, ended up back at his place. And then I guess I don't know if it was abruptly, but you left and it wasn't necessarily like on a positive note.
No, I wouldn't call it that. I'm going to preface it with this. David's taste in music is very concerning to me. We went to Bar 35 for some food and drinks. We took our time. We were getting to know each other. Like, things were going pretty well. I knew that we were kind of heading in a romantic direction, and I was okay with that. We're adults, right?
Yeah.
I was kind of looking forward to it, to be honest. So we got to David's place. Everything was fine. He was a total gentleman. Everything, I felt perfectly safe. And then David decided to put on some musica.
Some what?
Musica.
Musica. Okay. We're going getting culture here with our verbiage. All right. So he put on some musica.
And the musica of his choice, I guess he took the time to create like a romantic playlist. We sat down on the couch. We started kissing, the playlist is going. And as we get deeper into like the romance, I noticed his playlist contains R. Kelly, like Bump and Grind.
You shall do this.
That was like the first song that came on. Like, how tasteless is that?
Wait, are you sure this was his selected playlist and not like Spotify or something like that?
That's what he told me. He told me he created a playlist specifically for me.
Oh, my God.
R. Kelly.
Wow. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
For some reason, I got to go shishi right now.
Then, P. Diddy's I Need a Girl.
Oh, my God. Like, wait, right back to back. R. Kelly.
Oh, there's more back to back.
I already see
and
a theme
then,
here.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely. And then Michael Jackson's Rock With You followed by Chris Brown.
Oh, wow.
Don't Wake Me Up.
Wow.
And then a little more R. Kelly to just make the moment even more romantic.
Oh, wow, so he covered the whole gambit of ass.
Yeah, I'm in trouble right now.
You want to talk about a red flag? I mean, it was like the national state flag was waving.
Oh, my God. Wow. No, it would have been the federal government flag waving for all of them.
Flag it was these like guys. A news flash on the radio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got to know, which I'm thinking about it. It had to have been a select playlist because I can't imagine Spotify being that oblivious and ignorant to air not just like, well, Michael Jackson, I've heard on there.
Yeah.
Chris Brown, I've heard on there. R. Kelly's just been banned.
Yeah, forever.
Diddy's kind of more of a recent revelation.
He's on his way, though.
Yeah, no, he might. I mean, he should be banned. But
it would have been better if he left it to Spotify, because Spotify would have made wiser choices.
Yeah.
It's like Spotify looking for R&B assholes playlist, please.
Give me that.
Well, Barbie, I'm sorry. David's been on the other line. He had called us to call you.
Yo.
So, David, going based off of memory here, you started off what is supposed to be romantic playlist to get a woman in the mood.
Right.
With
My Mind's Telling Me No.
Oh, no.
With R. Kelly.
But my
my buddy's telling me I got a shishi.
Once in a while, a long time ago, this song was on a playlist.
Right now,
Me too.
PTSD, and I want to vomit in my mouth.
Oh my god!
So you started off with that, and then you went into this dude.
Oh my god! Oh, guys, right now, yes. Yeah, you.
No, and then, you know, we've gone from horrendousness to Stranger Danger Chester.
Yeah, this is like bringing back memories over here. Oh, rock.
To the, you have met Michael Jackson.
What you going rock, bro?
I feel that in my heart, but I don't want to feel it. You know what I mean? It's hard.
He's been forgiven, but not forgotten,
bro. And I still, like, I don't understand how it is that people have forgiven this a-hole.
Yeah, he claims to be just
Brown. Oh, yeah.
He claims to be just a kid when all this happened.
No. He was a grown-ass man. He was over the age of 18.
Yes, you are a man.
Yeah, you old enough to drive. You old enough to rent your own apartment and house. Yeah. You're one of many.
Then you
knew what you're doing and screw him.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why there's radio stations that play him.
Yeah.
And he still releases music.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
People still buy it.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
David, how are you so oblivious to this? You realize the egregiousness that all of those four artists have committed.
Yeah. David, you want to rock with us?
Or are you busy peeing?
No, I just didn't know you turned it over to me. I was listening to your...
He's going through his playlist right now. Delete. Didn't realize that. So shucks. Crap, should have thought that one through.
You remind me of my Jeep is better.
Sorry, guys. I was busy backing my car over my PC and destroying my entire music catalog to right the wrongs of the past.
Yeah, well, man. Can I get a toot toot and a beep beep to that? Yeah. Come on now.
No, I totally get it now, man. I'm gonna go ahead and retcon my list based on moral standing and criminal allegations. I didn't realize that was a thing that people did.
So wait, David, you're trying to tell us that when you put together this playlist, you didn't look back and said, wow, okay, I'm starting off with R. Kelly.
These guys got
Can't tell you the last time I've heard an R. Kelly song because he's been banned everywhere practically.
That guy's still in jail.
Unless you're hiding under a rock, I'm going to go right into P. Diddy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, hopefully I don't get stuck in any kind of trafficking. Right? And then I'm going on a date with a doll named Barbie.
That's it.
So I'll play some Michael Jackson.
Perfect, yes, because small key time, man.
Yes, perfect artist for a girl named after a doll.
That we played with when we were kids.
That's right. Thank you. And if that weren't bad enough and you leave, I'm going to be so upset. I'm going to turn into Chris Brown.
You stay right here, bro. You are not getting out of my Lamborghini.
Wow, you took it deep on that one. Yeah. None of that crossed your mind.
Can I get some credit for leaving Baby It's Cold Outside off the playlist?
Isn't that a Christmas song? That is, but the girl wants to leave, and he's like, no, you're not. Have some more alcohol. Let's do it.
That's right.
I bet that song was next, bro.
Oh, my God. What is the name of this playlist?
Can I say it on the radio?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sexy, you.
What?
And then 6969696969.
What?
I didn't get the first part.
We didn't hear the first part.
Sex me, sex you, 6969696969.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Barbie, run, man.
Barbie, move those plastic feet as fast as you can. I hope those hips swivel. Gosh, dang.
Can we go back to making fun of Barbie's name? That was...
Your name is cool
now. Back to your ignorance and obliviousness. Wow, Barbie.
Yeah, I don't even know how.
I don't know what's.
I tried to stay quiet. I asked him, I said, what is wrong with you? If these are your music choices? Like, out of all the songs on that have played in the decades that you've been alive, this is the route that you took to, like, woo a woman?
Well, once upon a time, those songs did woo the women.
Let's be honest. If you end up going to, like, Sherwood's or something like that, you get stung by Portuguese Manowar.
Yeah, you're going to want some R. Kelly with that one, bro.
Somebody got to pee on me. Somebody got to pee on me. Otherwise, this Manowar thing is going to be there for quite a while.
Disgusting.
There were no golden showers happening at this party.
I don't doubt it. Yeah, no.
It wasn't R. Kelly's party.
I mean, even I'm not sure to give you an out if you didn't realize and have the thought to be like R. Kelly going into P. Diddy, into Michael Jackson, into Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from my, what is it again? Sex Me, Sex You, 6969 playlist.
Wow.
But 169 just wasn't enough. 169 just didn't do it.
Well, you lost me at the start of me. As in sex me. You lost me there.
Sounds like a personal playlist.
Yeah. The fact that you didn't see anything wrong with that, especially from a female perspective that is probably feeling very vulnerable and a little bit shy because she agreed to go back to your house.
Yes.
Worries me. And I don't know, like... I'm trying to think of an out for you here, buddy,
but I have
a hard time believing that you didn't knowingly put that playlist, especially after the title that you gave.
I know, right?
I'll be honest, I'm not very familiar with all the catalog, but I know that R&B is typically considered music that's conducive to romance, right? That's not what I listen to, man. I listen to the Beatles, the Eagles, the Stones, so of course I'm going to throw together something that I think is going to, you know... wet her whistle, you know?
Oh, my
God. So instead, you decided to go with a shishier, a trafficker, a molester, and a beater.
Move. Yeah.
That's a great alternative to the Beatles.
You should have went to Color Me Bad, bro. I mean,
it sounds like such an awesome alternative.
Wow. I've pulled up the lyrics, Don't Wake Me Up, right in front of me. This is a pretty song. If this love only exists in my dreams, don't wake me up.
By a wife beater. By literally a woman beater.
Yeah, that's true. David, Google Chris Brown and Rihanna.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all you need to do. Google R. Kelly and P.
Yes. R. Kelly, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. That's beautiful.
The only thing he saw wrong with that is it didn't give me an opportunity to shishi.
Yes. Well, that's the next song.
That's right.
No shishi.
Yeah. Google Diddy and trafficking.
Yeah.
If you don't know the Michael Jackson story, then buddy, you have bigger problems in life. All right. Well, Barbie, I even feel bad asking this. We have to forgive people sometimes for their obliviousness and their ignorance.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. Like, had he done this purposefully, wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Special.
And at least, me personally, I don't like to hang out with people that are all into the celeb gossip.
Yeah.
Even you don't really need to be into it to have not heard those stories, David, for crying out loud.
Better things to do with my time.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe he's a busy guy.
Yeah.
He's got other things that are occupying his mind. Mm-hmm. And you got to have an appreciation for that, right? Yeah. I ain't got time for all the gossip and celeb news stories. I got to focus on my finances.
That's right. Get my bumpy grind on.
That's right. it's just like, ironically, you remind me of that Jeep that I want to buy and I can't afford now because I have focus on my finances. So we pay for dinner and drinks. Would you be interested? Another date, Barbie.
Yes.
So in the words of Michael Jackson, since you like him so much, I'm going to say, no.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to tell him beat it. Yeah.
Look, it's no gray area, nor is it black or white, okay? No, this is no means no.
No.
I'm going to say I'm sorry. I did have a good time initially, but I'm going to say no.
Okay, you smooth criminal.
Annie, are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Well, this is a thriller.
Yeah.